You're listening to SBS News.
The European Union's executive has launched a contentious plan calling for overhauling broken migration rules to resolve years of bitterness and provide a better welcome for refugees fleeing the Middle East and Africa. The most sensitive element would oblige each state to host some refugees, something Eastern nations Poland and Hungary oppose, under what it calls mandatory solidarity. A country would receive over $11,500 from the bloc's budget per adult taken in to either resettle them or send them home. European Home Affairs Commissioner Ylva Johansson says Europe needs migrants.
Most of the migrants that come to the European Union come here legally. Last year, 2.4 million migrants got a resident permit in the European Union. Most of them because they fell in love with the EU citizen and they marry. But also for other family reasons, to work here, to study here, and also some that got asylum. Last year, around 1 million left the European Union. And that means that we have an extra 1.5 million people coming to the European Union every year. And we need them, because we're an aging society.
There has been ongoing tension between the Mediterranean shore countries, where they mainly arrive, and the richer northern states and eastern states over where to relocate the migrants. EU President Ursula von der Leyen says the millions arriving in recent years have overwhelmed security and welfare networks and fomented far-right sentiment.
Migration has always been a fact for Europe, and it will always be. Throughout centuries, it has defined our societies and shaped many of our lives. And this will always be the case. Migration is complex. The old system to deal with it in Europe no longer works.
The Commission plans would end the rule that the first country of arrival be responsible for processing asylum requests, which puts too much burden on Mediterranean nations. Under the proposal, those arriving would be assigned to countries based on family links, history of education or work, or having a visa from a member state. According to the Commission, the EU now receives up to 1.5 million new foreigners coming legally to live and work per year, compared to only 140,000 asylum seekers arriving irregularly. The new plan has been criticized by international Catholic charity Caritas, which says it could harm human rights, dilute legal safeguards, and lead to more detentions. It's also derided by countries who would prefer to talk about tightening borders and asylum laws. The 450-page proposal, spanning five different pan-EU laws, puts emphasis on sending back those who failed to win asylum. Intended to be in place from 2023, the plan also aims to open more legal routes for migrants and work better with countries hosting and managing people before they reach Europe. It would also put EU countries with external borders under closer monitoring to stop illegal pushing back of people after reports of such action by Hungary, Croatia, Greece, and Malta. People saved at sea would be relocated in the bloc rather than sent back, with charities not criminalized for rescues. At times of regular immigration, all EU states would be obliged to help under the new idea of mandatory solidarity by relocating or sponsoring the returns of people or offering material assistance on the ground in arrival countries. If, however, a country were falling under major pressure, it could seek to activate a crisis mechanism under which its EU peers would be obliged to take people in or send them back. A Gallup poll shows the world is becoming less tolerant of migrants, with EU states Hungary and Croatia near the top of the index of the least accepting countries. The European Commissioner responsible for immigration and asylum policy, Margaritis Skinnas, says the concerns of EU member states deserve to be recognized, acknowledged, and addressed.
In migration, no member state has the same way of experiencing the phenomenon. There are different angles, there are different priorities, there are different voices, there are different views, there is different geography. Each of our member states faces different and unique challenges. And I would also say that no one's concerns are more legitimate than the others. They all deserve to be recognized, acknowledged, and addressed. And that's precisely what we're doing today.
EU President von der Leyen says the proposed plan would overhaul the bloc's broken migration and asylum rules, seeking to end years of feuds and bitterness over the many people fleeing conflict and poverty in the Middle East and Africa.
The Commission's package on migration and asylum, which we present today, offers a fresh start. Many legitimate interests have to be brought into balance. We want to live up to our values and at the same time face the challenges of a globalized world.
None of this is likely to be agreed on quickly, if at all. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.